A lot of blood soaked the gully directly beneath the promontory of rock where Vidar had fallen. But there was no body.
He lives.
It was an unnecessary assertion, but to speak it aloud gave him purpose, sharpened his instinct for the hunt. Vidar had survived. He would want revenge for this. Ardantes didn't know whether to feel concerned or impressed. Lothurien scowled.
He'll return to try and kill us both.
Wouldn't you?
Of course. But we are two, and he...
Do you hear that?
Ardantes turned his eyes to the blackened sky and listened.
Hear what?
Precisely. The bombardment has ceased.
Both looked to the north, where another sound was emanating, one that replaced the tectonic thunder of the Vardaskian barrage. It was chanting, a cry for skulls and the veneration of the blood god. Morgannon had come for his piece of flesh. Already his hordes were engaging with the fringes of the Incarnadine host's force. Ardantes ran towards the sounds of slaughter at a sprint before Lothurien could stop him.